Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 245, the stanzas 1 and 5. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place through all the ages of our race. Before the mountains had their birth, or ever thou wast formed the earth, from everlasting thou art God, to everlasting our abode. And what follows, 245, 1 and 5. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the book of the Psalms and there of Psalm 94. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? And he that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, and neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. We announced to the congregation that this past Lord's Day, the Lord is taken out of the midst of the church in the Netherlands, Reverend M. Golverdingen, at the age of 78 years. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth. It has pleased thee once more in thy providence and in thy great mercy that we may come up to thy house. When thou granteth it a few more hours, and then this year, which has quickly run its course, where so much has transpired, shall have come to an end. Then thou yet maketh a difference where there is no difference, O Lord, on such an hour, on such an evening, leave us not cold, and leave us not untouched, but may it please thee to grant a deep impression, and not only by thy common goodness, may it be by the saving administration of thy Holy Spirit, of the solemnity of life. There have come empty places in the midst of the congregation, displease thee, to take three of our older members away by the cold hand of death. They are in a place where there is no old year, where there is no new year. They are in eternity. Then thou wast also taken other family members away, different places, different times, different circumstances. Thou wast taken the very young. Thou wast taken middle-aged. Thou wast taken older ones away. And then on such an evening, together with all those that have brought dear ones to the cemetery in the years gone by, then those empty places, they are seen, they are felt, experienced in the homes and in the hearts. Wilt thou graciously uphold them? May it please thee to comfort them out of thy holy word, and that the callings may be sanctified, Lord, we may still be in the precious day of grace. Give a heart to acknowledge thee for the manifold blessings which thou hast granted in the midst of us in this past year. Then thou hast supplied with all the trials and the cares connected our daily bread. There was not one amongst us that had to go hungry. Different couples were united in holy matrimony. They have begun their life's journey together as husband and wife, and for the first time together may come to the end of a year. Thou wast blessed many fathers and mothers with the birth of children, souls entrusted unto them, souls that have begun their journey through the time to that never-ending eternity There have been many in hospitals in different circumstances. They were privileged to return home. We remember the father that remains in the hospital. Then thus far, the means may have been used. Well, to grant further grant healing and strengthening, above all, sanctify the calling. Lord, then thou hast spared us all, wherever we were called to be, in the home, on the way at work, and then for different ones, special callings, where they have come in accidents from man's side, and yet thou wast spared. May we be given to pause in this evening hour and consider all thy goodness and all thy mercies. Then thou wast also spoken in many special ways. In the realm of nature, then thou wast shown a little of thy power and of thy majesty with much distress. Then thou wast spoken once, may we be given to hear it twice. That power belongeth unto God. Then thou wast given in this year that has nearly run its course, that the seed of thy word may be sown. Thou wast helped the consistory from Sabbath day to Sabbath day. We were enabled in this year to take up the shepherd's staff in the midst of this people. Lord, may it be for a rich blessing. Thou wast promised that by the foolishness of preaching, thou shalt save some with thy help. Then we can bring it to the ears. 'Tis the work of the Holy Spirit to bring it into the heart. Then thou wast placed much dung around the tree of our life. And then on such an evening, then thou wert looking for fruit. And then we and our children, then we are called to examine our hearts, how the matter stands between thee and our soul. Whether we have been wrought upon by thy free and sovereign grace, by thy Spirit, or whether we are still in our natural state, traveling on that broad way to hell. Ah, Lord, may there have come up a troubled people in this evening hour, that have yet cried unto thee for thy blessing in this evening hour. Oh, may it please thee to convert the unconverted. There is one thing needful, and the end of the year preacheth unto us, that everything here below shall come to an end. We have come another year closer to that final meeting with our Maker. Thou hast given us another year to seek thee, ah, Lord. May it then please thee in this evening hour to do yet a great work before the clock strikes 12. Oh, may it please thee to yet add jewels to the meritorial crown of King Jesus. O wilt thou spare us and our children that we deceive and not our poor souls for eternity. Lord, remember thy Zion. Perhaps souls have come up. Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thoughts. Am I thine or am I not? Wilt thou spare thy children from despising the small things, and yet not to build upon it as a foundation, because we need to be placed upon that rock, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, the solemnest of all that's prayed, when my soul is overwhelmed from the ends of the earth, I will cry unto thee, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lord, grant unto thy children a humble and a thankful heart for the blessings which thou hast given. Wilt thou grant more and more a prayer for one another? We live in serious and solemn times. Elections have taken place in our country in this year. The outcome is known unto thee. Then we are given to see that persecution is close by. Lord, remember all the special needs. Remember all our elderly ones. Thou hast also spared them as they are in the land of the living. In the evening of their life, the infirmities are increasing. Eternity cannot be so far away. Above all, may it please thee to save and never dying souls. Remember orphans that have not their parents. Oh, wilt thou be a father unto them? Wilt thou remember the handicapped in their difficult pathway? Wilt thou grant submission? Remember all those that may take care of them. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, remember us in this evening hour. Then once more, then we humbly ask of thee for thy help. Send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion. Wilt thou remember all those that could not come up to thy house in this evening hour? Even possible that there are a few that are so downcast and so discouraged. Wilt thou lift them up? Wilt thou remember all those that have come up? Take away everything that could be a hindrance. Give a holy attention. And, Lord, then on such an evening, at the end of another year, then it behooves us to confess our great and many sins. And may we be given to feel them also in the life of thy Zion. Oh, may it be given with the publican to smite upon our breast. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The only hope for thy church is a work of a triune God. The child that was born in the manger of Bethlehem, whose name has been called Jesus, he is the Christ. He instructs his children by word and spirit. He is that atoning high priest, the thanking and interceding high priest, set at thy right hand. He is that eternal King who was all power in heaven and upon earth, Lord. May we be administered out of his fullness. We commend unto thee all the family circles, husbands, wives, with the children, the extended family circles, when there are no empty places, may we be given to see thy hand therein and bewonder thy long-suffering, Lord. Dwell richly amongst us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 253, the stanzas 6, 7, 9, and 10. That man is blessed whom thou, O Lord, with chastening hand dost teach thy will. For in the day when sinners fall, that man in peace abideth still, and what follows. 253, 6, 7, 9, and 10. beloved congregation, when the Lord grants it, then in approximately 4.5 hours, the year of our Lord 2019 shall have come to an end. Then it behooves us on such an hour to reflect upon all that has transpired amongst us and our children. And much has transpired, the Lord in a special way. I remember all the mourning families that have lost dear ones in this past years, in this past year, and in the years gone by. The Lord uphold and the Lord comfort. May on such an evening, may we not forget all the goodness and all the mercies and all the long sufferings of the Lord, that He has watched over us day after day in the home, on the way, at work, on school, wherever we were called to be. Then the Lord has blessed us outwardly. Does not mean there are not trials and difficulties and burdens and crosses, secret crosses. It is known unto the Lord, undoubtedly. There were those that there were times that they did not know how or whether they could continue, so overwhelmed. And nevertheless, the Lord has helped out and helped through and brought to this very evening hour. But then above all, congregation, boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and older ones, what should now be the most important question in this evening hour? Then the question is, has it now been a good year for our souls? Are there a few amongst us that may believe that the Lord has begun that good work by His Spirit in your heart, that you have become a poor, a lost, a seeking sinner, my unconverted fellow travelers? The Lord has given another year, that He has called in so many ways, in the way of blessings, in the way of afflictions, in the way of special callings, in the way of death. Then the seed of God's holy word has been sown in the family circles, in the church, and in the school. Then the Lord, by renewal, has put much dung around the tree of our life, and then the Lord has a right to demand fruit. for each and every one of us. We have come a year closer to our final meeting with our Maker. Have we been exercised therewith? Have there been night watches that we were given to cry unto the Lord? Or could we go through another year without ever crying to the Lord in truth and begging for that one thing needful? Because except we are born again, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. When we come to the end of another year, it tells us young and old that everything here below, that it comes to an end, that our life shall come to an end, and then it shall be eternity. Have experienced it in the church community, boys and girls. The Lord has also taken out of the land of the living the very young, middle-aged, and elderly ones. And we may still be in the land of the living. In this evening hour, with the Lord's help, then we wish to consider the meditations of the psalmist. You can find our text words in Psalm 94, the verses 17, 18, and 19 and 20 were God's word, and our text reads thus: Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? Our text words speak of the psalmist's reflective thoughts concerning the Lord's faithfulness, with four thoughts. In the first place, the Lord's wonderful help. In the second place, the Lord's merciful upholding. In the third place, the Lord's delightful comforts. And fourthly, the Lord's confirmed justice. The psalmist's reflective thoughts concerning the Lord's faithfulness, the Lord's wonderful help, as we find it in verse 17, the Lord's merciful upholding in verse 18, the Lord's delightful comforts in verse 19, and the Lord's confirmed justice in verse 20. There is no subscription above this psalm. Who was written the same by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit? That is not declared. There are many that believe that it was the sweet psalmist of Israel, David. We also do not know the circumstances, but it is clear that the psalmist was in trouble, had many trials, that he was persecuted. Then in the first 11 verses, then he has spoken concerning the wicked. Then he has even said, yet they say, the Lord shall not see, and neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. How has that been with us, congregation? Were there many times, most of the time, that we have lived as if the God does not see, and that God does not regard? Then in such an evening, we would do well to consider how it is with our sins. Are they still all in our account? They have not been washed in the precious blood of the child of Bethlehem. Then they have all been added. What a big book that must become. Then from the verses 12 through 19, then the psalmist is given to speak of Zion, God's people. And then from the verses 20 through 23, by renewal of the wicked. And then our text words, they begin with a special word. And that word is unless. Has that ever received value for us? Have we ever been given to ponder over that word, the depth and the riches? Because on such an evening, then for each and every one of us, there is yet an unless. Unless the Lord has spared, unless the Lord had upheld, then we would have no longer been in the land of the living, but it would have become eternity. Oh, that unless, that is a word of the Lord's long suffering. A word the Lord in his patient long suffering, that he has still watched over us, or congregation. Has the Lord not been patient? Has the Lord not been long-suffering over us? And notwithstanding all our sins, and notwithstanding all our unthankfulness, for the psalmist, that word unless, that has become a wonder. Then he was given to meditate upon the Lord and upon his attributes, unless the Lord, when there have been special callings on the road, at work in different ways, and when the Lord has put his hand between us and death, oh, is that not an unless? You can multiply it out, congregation, surely. And then those have to say, unless the Lord had watched over me there on the road, on the farm, or wherever it may be, if the Lord had not cared for me, then I would have not had a place in God's house in this evening hour. And if it had now become eternity for us, boys and girls, a young people and elderly ones. Oh, where would our soul then have been unless the Lord, with an impression of what we deserve, an impression of our manifold sins against such a good and such a holy and such a majestic God, through our deep fall in Adam, then we all lie under the sentence of death the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die, unless the Lord had been my help. Thus then it is only not only an unless of a sparing and keeping hand, but then the solemnest, special, difficult circumstances. I read in one of the Psalms, when my soul is overwhelmed, and in another Psalm, that he was brought very low. In the context, it is in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of persecution. If David was indeed the inspired writer of this psalm, then when he was given to behold his pathway, when he was persecuted by Saul, sometime at the ends of the earth, when he was persecuted by his own flesh and blood, by Absalom, then he could say, unless the Lord had been my help, then in how many ways has the Lord helped his congregation, the mothers in the home, the fathers concerning the daily bread, the children in school, unless the Lord had been my help. And now when the Lord and the Lord has helped, may we be given to reflect on all the Lord's goodness. May we be humbled. May that unless, may it become a wonder in this evening hour, that we may see something of the goodness of the Lord, and with that vehement desire that he may be praised by us, O congregation. Is the Lord not worthy to be served, to be honored and to be glorified, not to minimize all the difficulties, but so privileged above most of the people upon the face of the earth, unless the Lord had been my help? Then do you know what is necessary, that we may also experience help in a spiritual way? Oh, for a poor, for a needy, for an undone sinner, that we need him of whom it is written in Psalm 89, verse 19, I have laid help upon him that is mighty. That is the work of grace. And now the psalmist has said, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost, and in the margin that word can also mean quickly, dwelt in silence. And that dwelling in silence, we read Psalm 88 of that Heman that was often in bondage. Then that refers to the grave. Because when the Lord cuts off our life, then our voice is silent. Then we dwell in silence. Thus the psalmist, he was given to reflect upon the goodness and the mercy of the Lord, that he was a helper ever near. The Lord has never failed him. The Lord has been so faithful that the Lord has cared, that the Lord has spared. But when the psalmist declares and almost dwelt in silence, then it can be in the life of Zion under those difficult, those discouraging circumstances that people walk so silent over the earth because of the afflictions and because of the persecution. Think of Elijah. Oh, Elijah has learned that it all comes from above. The Lord has indeed been his help, but when Jezebel sent that messenger that he would be as those priests, then he has come under a juniper tree and says he had a desire that the Lord would take him away unless the Lord had been my help congregation. Have there been those special unlesses in this past year? Were there those times that we were brought before the Lord, given to reflect what he has done, what we have done, and given a cry for mercy? Our second thought, the Lord's merciful upholding. Then in verse 18, then the psalmist was given to further reflect on a special circumstance, upon a special difficulty. O congregation, when in this past year outwardly, the Lord has made all things wonderfully well, that it was a year of prosperity, that we had not so many difficulties and not so many trials, then may I ask you, how has it been in our life? Has that been reflected? That we have been humbled and that we have been thankful. Oh, we know that that true thankfulness, that is a gift which Christ has merited for his children and which he grants by the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, when our solemn, it is true, it is not a solemn of praise. There are many psalms also of praise, many psalms of prayer and of praise. But in our text words, then is the psalmist and not given to acknowledge and to praise the Lord for all his mercies and for all his goodness? Because then in verse 18, when I said, my foot slippeth, and our foot can slip in so many different ways, slip in the ways of adversities, that we murmur as the children of Israel, and that we become so downcast, so discouraged. Oh, our foot can slip in the way of temptations. The devil has 6,000 years experienced the world. And let us not be so quick to blame those other ones, but our evil heart. Then the psalmist may experience When my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. Also in the way of prosperity, how easy it is for our foot to slip, that we are so taken up with the things of the world. Do we not read of the children of Israel that you shorn as wax fat and they kick backward? Oh, when my foot slippeth with all the cares of the world so encumbered that it is necessary that the Lord speaks a word of rebuke. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. When my foot slippeth in the way of pride, when my foot slippeth in the way of unbelief, when my foot slippeth in the way of compromise, to seek peace with the world for peace's sake. But now the psalmist was given to declare thy mercy. There is also the common mercies of the Lord. That word that means pity, favor, and loving kindness. Then the Lord is still good. He grants many good gifts upon this world, that the world may continue. We may still live in a country where there is peace, although we see the signs of the time that we are coming closer to the end of the world, and that persecution is not so far off. I read in Revelation 13 of the mark, the beast of the earth, the beast that cometh out of the sea, and the beast of the earth. But that word mercy, then that is associated with covenant, and therefore there is a separation between common mercies and the saving mercies, which the Lord grants to his children through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. And then the psalmist may be given to declare, "Ach, Lord, was thy mercy, it was thy faithfulness, was thy power, that is placed underneath those everlasting arms. Otherwise it would have succumbed. But, ah, Lord, thy mercy." Thus in our text words, as we continue, then there is a deeper separation made. Thy mercy, O Lord, that is an O of need. An O of faith, an O of earnestness, an O of thankfulness. Ah, then the psalmist was given to end in the Lord. That is the desire of the church. And then they may be in their element. Then the psalmist was given to say, "When my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up." And then the psalmist may say, "Lord, thou hast brought me hitherto. Reasons to erect an Ebenezer." Oh, then the enemy has not gained the overhand. But then that merciful God, only possible, necessary for the child to be led into the wonders of grace. Ah, that mercy proclaimed in the manger of Bethlehem, where the King of Kings and Lord of Lords was born. But now as we continue with our text words, then a further examination and a further separation becomes evident. Oh, in the way of God's providence, then we can experience much and a blessing when we may notice, when we may regard the Lord's providence. Fathers and mothers, have there been times in this past year that around the family table that you were given to speak of the special providence of His care, His provision, perhaps upon an answer in prayer, that you would speak of these things? Oh, unless the Lord has held me up, then we would have dwelt in the land of silence. Oh, when our foot, because this pathway is such a slippery slope, we live in a time of so many temptations, but the Lord has held me up. Our third thought, the Lord's delightful comforts. But let us first sing. Of Psalter 112, the stanzas, is there a collection? Psalter 112, let us only sing 2 and 4. Psalter 112, the stanzas 2 and 4. Withhold not thou thy grace from me, O Lord, thy mercy let me see. To me thy loving kindness show, thy truth be still my stay. And what follows, Psalter 112, only 2 and 4. The psalmist reflective thoughts concerning the Lord's faithfulness, the Lord's wonderful help, the Lord's merciful upholding, and now thirdly, the Lord's delightful comfort. Then we have said, then verse 19, that is a separating verse. In the way of the Lord's providence, much can take place. It is a blessing when we may notice it, but in itself too short for eternity. And now in verse 19, that speaks of the true work of the Lord becomes evident. Of course, Christ has said in Matthew 7, the verses 16 through 20, by their fruits ye shall know them. How was that been in the past congregation? With that, unless the Lord's help on the slippery pathway of life, the Lord has still held us up as it brought us closer to the word of the Lord, or have we departed further? But also concerning verse 19, because now the psalmist is given to speak of his thoughts. We read in verse 11 of this psalm, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of men, that they are vanity. And I read in Psalm 10, verse 4, concerning the wicked, that God is not in all their thoughts. Then also in this evening hour, and in the hours to come, then the world shall spend this night, that God shall not be in all their thoughts. And when we consider the thoughts of men, that they are vanity, so busy with the things of the world. I read in Psalm 49, verse 11, therein what thought is, that their houses shall remain forever. How has it been with our thoughts? How has it been in this day? Were there impressions that the Lord has carried us through another year? An impression of that one thing needful. And now in this solemn, that shall not be strange to the true child of God. Oh, it is true. Have to confess that they are so carnal, they are so vain, so earthly, and we have to go through the world congregation. But alas, alas, then for the child of God, then how necessary and precious Christ is in his threefold office. But now a text of separation in the multitude of my thoughts. How manifold and how various that our thoughts are. Our neighbor cannot see our thoughts, but the Lord, he knows all things. And also all our sins in the way of thoughts, they are seen by the Lord. all much need for prayer. But now the psalmist was given to declare, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. In Psalm 40, verse 5, I read, many, O Lord, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. Thus that was now the delight, was the life of the psalmist, that in the multitude of his thoughts, that he was given to think of the wonderful things and the wonderful works of the Lord. Oh, also in providence, when the church may be given to meditate upon the Lord's goodness, upon the Lord's power, upon the Lord's wisdom, upon the Lord's truth, upon the Lord's faithfulness, that not one of his words shall fall to the ground. Oh, it can be in the life of the church, mind my foot almost slippeth, with that awful unbelief, when it seems that it can no more than thou heldest me up. Ah, then the Lord, he is given to comfort his child, opening at the throne of grace, the word of God opened in the house of God, an encouragement to continue on the way. Ah, that is the delight of the child of God, when they may be given to meditate upon the wonderful things of the Lord. Many times in the night watches, in the early morning hour, when they may hear the loving kindness of the Lord, as I read in Psalm 143, verse 8, in the multitude of my thoughts, within me thy comforts delight my soul. When in the multitude of their thoughts, by the work of the Spirit, when they may be led and be given to meditate upon the wonderful works of the Lord, when they consider their many vile and black sins, when they consider their unthankfulness, when they consider the evil after so much goodness received, and then in the multitude of the thoughts, they may be given to consider when they may be led, because the Lord instructs his people in the mysteries of salvation, when the multitude of their thoughts, when they may be given to meditate upon that mercy, and how it is possible for such a sinner as I am, and that the Lord is so good, that the Lord is so faithful, when they may be given to multitude in the multitude of their thoughts about how the Lord can save his church, the work of a triune God, his chosen, his people, freely and sovereignly, but in the multitude of their thoughts, the Lord's eternal wisdom, that he has thought out a way and made a way, that a sinner that Zion can and shall be saved, does not depend upon man's efforts, but it is the Lord's work, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. When they may be given to consider the love, the willingness, of the dear Son of God, that He was willing to be born in that manger of Bethlehem in humble circumstances, that He was willing, in the multitude of my thoughts, Thy comforts delight my soul. That is the life of the child of God, when it may be granted. The multitude of those thoughts, when they may be given to behold that precious Savior, willing to take the sins of His church, original and actual upon them, that He was willing to suffer, He was willing to be despised, He was willing to crawl as a worm and no man, He was willing to be scourged, He was willing to be hung on that cursed cross of Calvary, He was willing to hang in 3-hour darkness. The multitude of my thoughts, how He has merited salvation, and therefore there is mercy for the chiefest of sinners. To be in the multitude of those thoughts, to be given to reflect upon the state of humiliation, the state of exaltation, the multitude of my thoughts, those precious names, the benefits which He has merited for His church. In the multitude of those thoughts, that Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and that He ever prayeth for His church, and that He shall preserve them. The multitude of my thoughts kept by the power of God through faith, ready to be revealed the last day. The multitude of my thoughts, Thy comforts delight my soul. And where the King is still gathering the church, where there is still room in the sheepfold, where the Lord has promised to bless His word to that end, that a church may be gathered in, that boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly, that they shall be converted by free and sovereign grace. In the multitude of my thoughts, Thy comforts delight my soul. Then the child is in his element, and then that vehement desire that the Lord, that He may receive all the honor and the glory, then it cannot be different. Then it shall be hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come. And that third petition, what a deep petition, and what a blessing, what a special grace, to let God be God, congregation. How is it now with that third point? Because for all of us, we may say, unless the Lord had watched over us, if He had not done so, where would have we been, boys and girls? Then you would have been in the grave. Also, that second point, on those slippery paths, the temptations are many. Maybe many have fallen deeply. May you be given to cry to God, but a blessing when we may see that the Lord watches over us in a special way. But how is it now with our third point? In the multitude of my thoughts, because the Lord has a prepared people for a prepared place, they may receive a small beginning here below, that the high praises may ascend into heaven. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name be all the honor given, for Thy mercy and for Thy true sake. How has it been with the multitude of our thoughts, people of God? Has it been a good year for your soul? Have there been times, have there been places that you may reflect upon, where you may believe that the Lord has come over, and that in the comforts, in the multitude of my thoughts, within me thy comforts delight my soul, that you are given to sing the praises of the Lord, even in the night, and led to the fountain, and that is the work of a triune God, our last thought, the Lord's confirmed justice. And then the psalmist was given to continue, shall the throne of iniquity, thus that is a people that become bold in sin, that are given to harden their heart, where it seems it does not make impression. Oh, that it is visible in their life, and bitter enmity to the Lord and to his word. Shall the throne of iniquity, we could mention Belshazzar, he was feasting, and now the question is, shall they have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? That means a people that turneth the word of God to their own destruction, that are not hearkening to what the Lord is saying in his word. And then the question is clear. Oh, when the question is asked, then the answer is already given, and further in verse 23, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. A few more hours, congregation, and the clock shall strike 12. A year that shall never come back here in the time. A year that we can never revisit, and a year that we must give an account of. And how has it now been with us and our children? How has it been under the proclamation of the Word of God? Have the means of grace, have they bore fruit? Then let us close in this evening with a question that was asked to the Shunammite woman. Is it well with thee? How is it, boys and girls? Is it well with thee? Have you received a new heart? Young people, is it well with thee? Have you made that good choice of a Ruth? Have there been a few that in secret, that have learned to cry after the Lord, middle-aged and elderly ones? Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy soul? Are we prepared to meet our Maker? Husbands, is it well with your wives? Wives, is it well with your husbands? Parents, is it well with your children? Children, is it well with your father and with your mother? May the Lord grant those solemn thoughts. The Lord grant a prayer for one another. The Lord keep us the remaining hours, and in his mercy bring us together in the day of tomorrow to begin the new year in the house of God. May it please the God of all grace in these serious and solemn times to do yet a great work amongst us and our children, that his kingdom may come and his name may be glorified. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we may thank thee that we may yet come to thy house once more and to meditate upon what the psalmist was given to declare. Well, to be the after preacher, our Lord, work lovingly and irresistibly with thy Holy Spirit and the hearts of young and old. May we be given to closely examine our hearts, whether it is well with us. Lord, remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Bring us now safely to our dwellings, and may it please thee that on the day of tomorrow, to commence another year, we may meet one another in the house of the Lord. Forgive us of all of our sins, also officially, because when we may receive an office, then we need that blood for our personal life, but also for the official labors. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 382, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Lord, thou hast searched me and dost know wherever I rest, wherever I go. Thou knowest all that I have planned, for all my ways are in thy hand. And what follows, 382, the first three stanzas. in the year of our Lord 2019. It has pleased the Lord to take out of our midst of the congregation by the hand of death the following. And Mr. Jacob Beyer on February 21 at the age of 79 years. And Mr. Johann Munz on April 24 at the age of 89 years. And Mrs. Gerich of Vandenberg on June 11 at the age of 78 years. And may the Lord remember all the mourning families and sanctify the callings. To that end, let us sing together standing from Psalter 422, the 8th stanza. Remember, Lord, how frail I am, how few my years. My life is like a cloud that comes and disappears. Has man then lived in vain? Who can in this dark hour escape the dismal grave with all its ruinous power? O Lord, recall thy love, thy words to David spoken. Sustain us as of yore by covenant oaths unbroken. Psalter 422, the 8th stanza. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.